You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. As to the charge of first-degree murder, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
The Anthonys finally reveal what they think really happened to Kaylee.
I don't believe that she drowned in this pool. I don't believe that. That's a bunch of crap. I believe that Casey paid for something. Kaylee didn't wake up.
I have to forgive her because if I don't forgive her, then I'm not going to be able to live with myself.
Am I ever going to speak to my daughter again? We're done.
Right now, this is the most agitated and frustrated that I've been, even when I've sat with Jose and I watched that episode of Nancy Grace.
Well, she has reared her head again. Three things that don't mix: booze, tot mom Casey Anthony, and babies. But lo and behold, when I log on this morning, I see a picture of tot mom Casey Anthony sitting behind an empty pitcher of what looks to be sangria or margaritas. You know what? Tot mom, have at it. Drink all you want. But then when you add a baby to the mix, and you put the baby in tot mom's arms, who was just tried for murdering her child, it's not a good look. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. With me is Alan Duke. I want to pause and thank our sponsor, our partner today, making our podcast possible. It's Simply Safe. And I want to share something, a story I heard out of Racine, Wisconsin. A house catches on fire, nobody's home. It took a while for neighbors to even notice the problem. At the end of the day, $40,000 in damages. $40,000. And if you can get past that price tag, priceless items gone. Family heirlooms charred. If you are not there when the fire starts, who will be there to save your home? Well, for Simply Safe home security user Trisha, Simply Safe was there. Trisha was on vacation. Her home catches on fire while she is three states away. But with Simply Safe, her smoke alarm goes off. The fire departments are alerted immediately. They get there in time to save Trisha's home. Simply Safe's round-the-clock professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. You think Trisha's happy she had Simply Safe? Because I'm glad she had Simply Safe. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch, lightning fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today and you will get the special 10% discount. Go to simplysafe.com/Nancy, simplysafe.com/Nancy for 10% off the home security system. simplysafe.com/Nancy. Alan, did you see that picture? I first saw it at about, 8 o'clock this morning, and I nearly fell off the chair. I almost couldn't drive the children to school, okay?
Nancy, when I saw this trending this morning, I realized that I needed to pray for you because I knew you had to drive the twins to school, and I was just hoping that you would make it without an accident. I really did.
I mean, come on. And then there's reports out of the Orlando Sentinel at the very same time claiming that she says her life is pointless and boring. Okay? Just last week, she was spotted coming out of a bar. And a few months ago, she was saying, it was in March, because I remember we were on our RV trip with the twins, that she was saying how men still find her attractive and buy her drinks in bars. And you know what? I don't think I would be bragging about that if I were tot mom. But I also noticed that she takes these posed photos and then sells them to the tabloids. That's how she's making her living off these photos Alan.
I think, though, this was a very clever person who took this photo. They knew what they were doing. And Casey probably didn't really realize this was an NBC producer's baby.
Oh, please stop. Casey didn't realize.
I think
realize
it was a,
my,
well,
I mean, my
didn't
rear
realize
end.
That she was, she, being, knew- she was being... She was being set up and used by this producer.
Okay, you know what? You need to stop, Alan. Alan, don't make me cut your mic because I know you're more technically savvy than me, but I will do it. Don't talk to me about Top Mom being set up.
I control the mic here. That's the good thing. That's in my contract.
Top Mom is not set up. Top Mom sells photos to make money. But what bothers me is seeing her in front of an empty picture of what looks to be sangria or margaritas, clearly having been drinking. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't smell her breath. But look at the picture. And then you put a baby in her arms. I mean, wait a minute. Booze, Top Mom, baby. It didn't turn out very well last time. Remember, Kaylee ended up dead. And now a baby in her arms? It's just wrong.
Again, I'm going to say I don't even think she knew these pictures were being taken, and I believe that they were sold. But if you look at the angle, they were kind of secretly taken from a lower angle, and I understand from TMZ that these were taken by a producer for NBC who was there meeting with Casey Anthony.
Well, I read that it was the producer's... Hold on. Read a little bit further. It says it was the producer's baby. Now, hold on just a moment. Not
right.
Alan... Alan, put on your those glasses. Put on your glasses because the pictures
I got them. I
of
got
her
them.
With the baby are not taken at a weird angle. In fact, in one of them, it looks like the baby is doing a backbend to get away from Top Mom. Like the baby knows, hey, this is way wrong.
It's a lower angle. Look, I got to think, how would I do this? If, let's say, for some reason, Casey Anthony sat down at lunch with me to talk about a project. Maybe I was going to interview her on this podcast or something, right? Would I be tempted to bring my grandchildren or one of my grandchildren there just to see how she would react? And if I did, would I let Casey Anthony hold my 2-year-old grandson? And if she did, would I be tempted to take a picture? I think the answers for this producer were all yes, yes, and yes. And that's how we see these pictures. And I don't think Casey made a dime off of the pictures.
Alan, can you please get your head out of, well, there's a lot I could say right there, but out of the producer story. I don't know who the producer is, and I don't care who the producer is, okay? I'm talking about Top Mom. Top Mom, the one that was tried for murder of her child, quit talking about the producer.
She was acquitted, by the way. This woman was acquitted.
Okay, you know what? I gotta go. I can't keep doing this. Because I'm not talking about some anonymous NBC producer. That's not my point. My point is that Top Mom is apparently drinking and holding a baby and claiming and whining about her life is pointless. You know, here's some things she could do. She says that she spends her days watching TV, quote, playing on the internet and being bored. You know, when I was little, if I said one time to my mother I was bored. And you know what she did, Alan? She gave me a toothbrush and some Ajax and said, hey, you know all those tiles that are on the bathroom wall? Mm. Go use this toothbrush and Ajax and clean between the tiles. That was the last time I ever said I was bored. Bored is what you, it's your own creation. Look around. Get your head out of your own life. Look at all the people that need help, all the people in misery, all the volunteering that you could do to make amends, Top Mom. Quit thinking about yourself and think about other people for a big change. Quit spending your time drinking at lunchtime and whining about your life. Go do something for other people. Not only that, she could spend her time mending fences with her parents, who seemed to me to be good and decent people that she threw under the bus. How about that? And maybe a little therapy with a professional might help instead of picking up guys in a bar and bragging about it. How about that? Those are a few ideas she could work on, Alan Duke.
Bored. I agree with you absolutely on that.
Let's just hope that she doesn't break the boredom in a way that is going to send you off the cliff, because there are a lot of things she could do.
You know, another thing, Alan, I mean, it's pretty 2 + 2 = 4. Maybe her pictures that she's selling to the tabloids are not selling as well as she'd like. And so she thinks, what could I get good money for, me holding a baby? What would make people go crazy and get angry and sell more pictures other than me, Tot Mom, holding a baby? You know, I think she's crazy like a fox. She knew this would sell and is probably making a mint off these photos. I mean, really, I thought the expressions on her face when it was just her sitting there like she's involved in a conversation, they all look fake to me. They all look like they're posed. Like, look surprised, look interested. You know, that's what it looked like to me. It looked like a fake.
If they faked them, they went to great trouble to make them look real, because they're not very good pictures.
Well, I can tell you this much. That picture of her holding a newborn and the newborn, like, you know, stretching, craning back away from her. You know, babies and dogs, you know, they know.
They know,
okay? So
that baby looks like he's crying.
It's like, Mom, please.
Don't you know who she is, Mom? Even I know.
Well, I tell you this. I really think that Tot Mom knew these photos were being taken of her and the baby, because nothing would create controversy like Tot Mom with a baby. And it worked. And she's making money off, really, her notoriety, her infamy, because of her dead child, Kelly, which is just another way of victimizing Kelly. That's what this is. She's making money because she was accused in the murder of her child. That's what this is. It's blood money.
Who brings their two-year-old to a meeting with Tot Mom?
And with booze.
Yeah, I'm just still reeling from that. And it's obviously planned. I mean, it's in a restaurant in Clearwater, California. She's out on my side of the country right now. And the person brings their two-year-old. I kind of question that. And that's why I think it is a setup.
It's not Clearwater, Florida?
No, it's California. It's out here. It's out here, Nancy. She's out here. She is out in my territory. I need to go and check on my grandkids.
Run. That's all I can say.
And Nancy, let's thank our sponsor, SimpliSafe. If you're not there when a fire starts, who will be there to save your home? With SimpliSafe Home Security, your smoke detectors will immediately alert emergency services at the first sign of a fire. Get 10% off your system today at simplisafe.com/Nancy. That's simplisafe.com/Nancy.
Okay, Tot Mom at it again. Never a dull moment. Tot Mom cashing in on tabloid photos of her holding a baby. You know what? Somewhere, you know, again, the devil is laughing tonight at this, I'm telling you. I said he danced on the day she was acquitted. Well, he's laughing and counting that blood money tonight. Money she's making off these photos. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.